Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Scattered morning snow showers possible. Otherwise cloudy and windy. High of about 38 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, it's overcast and 35, 33 in Burlington. Milwaukee 35 with some fog and mist. Overcast in Racine, also 35 degrees. Still some fog around southeast Wisconsin this morning. Pretty heavy fog in some parts. This after an afternoon of rainfall, which is a whole lot better than what we had 5 years ago, if you might remember. 2 feet of snow on the ground for that big Groundhog Day blizzard. Other parts of Wisconsin, they got the snow instead, according to AccuWeather's Elliot Abrams, and more was in the forecast for this morning.
Stevens Point was just north of the main rain snow boundary. It pretty much snowed all day yesterday, and some places in the northern part of the state, I'm sure, got anywhere from 6 to 18 inches of snow.
2 to 4 inches, also forecast through the noon hour today in central Wisconsin, as well up in the northern part. They're talking about another 4 to 8 inches before it all comes to an end. South Shore fire crews dispatched to the Speedway gas station at Highway 20 and Emerson Road just after 4:30 this morning. The report was there was smoke in the building and there was a burning smell. First arriving Mount Pleasant police officer confirmed the smell and a haze inside. It apparently was traced to a problem with one of the distribution machines. Business operations continued. A felony charge of criminal damage to property is filed in Racine County Circuit Court against 22-year-old Burlington resident Jacob Hines for allegedly pulling down the 103-year-old statue of Abraham Lincoln last weekend. Hines, identified by a witness in court documents as one of two men in a pickup truck which had been backed up to the statue. Police later tracking the vehicle to a nearby parking area once the vandalism had been discovered, a tow strap hanging out the back. Hines is going to be back in court next week. Burlington Mayor Bob Miller in a Facebook posting thanking everybody who helped to move the statue for eventual repair and restoration said he currently analyzing the costs and if insurance might help. He also noted with several donation offers that the public will be notified if a repair fund is started. Racine County Sheriff Christopher Schmeling's request to apply for and accept a grant to help law enforcement agencies in the five southeast counties fight the war on heroin, well, that was approved by the county board's Government Services Committee. The sheriff said this grant from the U.S. Department of Justice would allow drug enforcement units in Racine, Kenosha, Walworth, and the other two to team up on enforcement efforts.
But it's important in this type of line of work that drug dealers do not know jurisdictional boundaries. The drug dealers that are in Kenosha County, as an example, are distributing into Racine County and into Walworth, Jefferson, Dodge, and other counties as well. So it's important that at least we recognize these five counties are five counties that we want to pull together, work together on this particular grant.
Each county would get $15,000 a year for the next 2 years with the grant. Following a preliminary hearing, 17-year-old Racine resident Joshua Vallon was bound over for trial on charges of attempted second-degree intentional homicide for shooting two people during an altercation outside of Rojo's Tavern. The charging document says Vallon was running away from the outstreet site when he stopped, turned, then fired several shots. Both victims not seriously hurt. He's going to be back in court in March. Also in court yesterday, 39-year-old John Vallon charged with aiding a felon and possession of a firearm by a felon. He's accused of firing a gun in the air after that same altercation, then driving Joshua Vallon away from the scene. John Vallon's preliminary hearing is next week. And the City of Racine's first Unsung Hero Award goes to Carrie Hemmig, that at the Common Council meeting last night, in recognition of extraordinary volunteer or not-for-profit efforts with the Racine Coalition Against Human Trafficking. Hemmig receiving a standing ovation from the alderman and all those in council chambers, along with the mayor.
We're also working together with all the social service organizations. We work with Wheaton, we work with mental health, we work with all of the shelters, we work with the educators, we work with the caseworkers, we work with all law enforcement. It truly is a partnership, and it's what the definition of a coalition should be, and I'm very proud that Racine has that.
The new award, designed and created, by the way, by Amanda Pavrath, owner of Racine's Hot Shop Glass on Wisconsin Avenue downtown. The Coalition Against Human Trafficking has a big fundraiser Friday night, 6 to 10 o'clock at the Masonic Center on South Main Street. More information online at racinecoalition.org. The Racine County Executive's Task Force on the Future of the Ridgewood Care Center to meet again tonight at 6 in the auditorium of the Isgrove Office Complex. The second meeting agenda includes analysis of data and a review of an operational model from Brown County. Last time, two of four potential recommendations were essentially eliminated, including doing nothing, while among the remaining options is possible sale of the facility to a private operator. A request for $150,000 to help fund development of a training facility and energy recovery initiative at BRP in Renaissance Business Park got the initial approval from Sturtevant's Community Development Authority last night. Here's details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
BRP, which manufactures Evinrude outboard engines in Sturtevant, is planning the development of a training center within its current building to support repair and aftermarket sales of BRP products. The center is expected to result in the addition of 11 jobs, bring up to 500 visitors annually to Racine County, and according to a memo from the Racine County Economic Development Corporation, is expected to result in between $360,000 and $450,000 a year in visitor spending in the community. BRP is also seeking support to help move toward increased energy sustainability by recapturing the energy byproduct of its engine testing process to heat its facility. The total cost of both projects is more than $706,000. Sturtevant would fund the proposed incentive with additional revenue the village will realize with the closing of the tax incremental district for the Renaissance Business Park. The CDA approved the request, subject to a developer's agreement, expected within the next month. The proposal will then go to the full village board for final approval. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The Racine Common Council, without discussion last night, approving a conditional use permit for the Benjamin Beer Company to operate a microbrewery at 507 6th Street downtown, targeting the Memorial Day weekend for that business to launch. Chief Financial Officer John Marina thanking everybody for all the help and the welcome that they've received.
We just want to say how pleased we are to be in Racine, and we're very appreciative of all the support we've received from the city administration. And we're excited about the enthusiasm the community has shown for our project. We look forward to becoming a part of 6th Street in downtown Racine.
Owner James Kennedy told the Plan Commission last week their future goal to start a large-scale production facility. The Council's Committee of the Whole debated how many times each member ought to be allowed to speak on a particular issue, the current rule being twice, but for the chance to ask questions, there's no limit with that, and made no change after more than 30 minutes of discussion. Alderman Henry Perez, proposing a maximum of 20 times, claimed the current method is both inadequate and unreasonable.
2 times on the floor may be sufficient for most issues. But we have seen in this particular council, it's not about blocking each other. It's about getting information so that we can properly represent our people and properly represent legally our city, which we have sworn an oath to do as officers of the city. So the structure that is in place needs to be changed.
Final vote, 7-6, against making a change. It'll stay at 2. WRJN.com. That's our webpage, our newscaster there whenever you want throughout the day. Just look in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.